وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to the program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the previous episode, we talked about how Quran has a balanced approach in describing and defining mankind. That the definition that Quran presents for humanity has both negative and positive aspects. And also, Quran talks about the possibilities and the virtues that a given human being can achieve in his life. Now, we said that sometimes people have emotional swings. Sometimes they are too happy about something. When somebody starts praising you, you become so happy that you lose grasp of what's going on. And sometimes the opposite. When a person honestly starts to criticize me, I get so upset that I don't know how to react and I just don't have a correct grasp of what is going on. Now, the same true with the descriptions of mankind in the Holy Quran, that sometimes some people focus a lot on the positive aspects to the extent that they forget their responsibility. And the opposite is that some people who lose hope and they fall into disappointment, al-ya's, the concept that is associated with kufr even in the Holy Quran, only disbelievers are disappointed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also these emotional swings in Quran have been referred to in different verses, that when man is happy, he acts as if nothing is important. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. When we give blessings to man, he goes away and he doesn't care about anything. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. For example, that when something, difficulty befalls him, then he starts praying and paying attention. Or for example, in other verses, Quran says when they have problems, they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they ask for help. And when that problem is taken away from them, they totally forget about their previous predicament. So this is the situation that normally we have, and we have to work on it in order to arrive at that balance approach of understanding ourselves in the Holy Quran and the journey that Quran has for us. Now, some of the principles that Quran lays down for the plan for the perfection of humanity, is some of the principles that we should first agree on and then start the plan and that perfection, is as follows. One of them is that we should accept the free will. We should accept that we are responsible for our actions and we are free to choose between right and wrong. Some people deny that either directly or indirectly. They somehow believe that what they do is not their responsibility. They start projection. They project their decisions and their mistakes upon everything, upon their surroundings, their people around them. I don't know, the history, geography, everything else is responsible, but they are not responsible. Quran talks about the reality of mankind in the sense of their responsibility for their action and the concept of ikhtiyar, volition, free will. The fact that we have maybe limited, but for sure we have free will, and this free will is very important in our moral accountability. We go for a break and we come back to cover the verses that talk about human free will to some extent.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about free will. And for example, one verse in Surah Insan, verse 3, that says, "Inna hadaynahu sabil imma shakran wa imma kafura." We have guided, we have given guidance to mankind. It is up to him whether he shows gratitude or he displays ingratitude and kufr, disbelief. So this is up to people to decide. Or the other verse that says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَغْوَاهَا. When we created human soul, we placed within human soul the elements necessary for fujur, committing sins, and taqwa, observing piety. So these elements have already been placed in every soul, and it is up to a given man or woman to decide which one and which direction she or he wants to go. So this is a situation we should accept. As I said, some people even reject that situation, and Quran also talks about people who would blame their fathers because of the mistakes they committed or they made. إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ أَبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. You know why we have become polytheist? Why we have become pagans? It's only because our fathers were like this. Well, Quran does not take that as an acceptable excuse for your actions and your ideology in life. You had been given a mind, a brain to think and to ponder, and also you had been given power to choose between right and wrong. So yes, there are always possibilities, less and more possibilities for different people, but at the end of the day, in the court of law, these are not acceptable from people to say, yes, it was more possible for me. At the end of the day, it was you who decided to go this direction or that direction. So these are not acceptable to have a habit of projection, to project your mistakes upon others. And based on this free will, based on this principle of moral accountability, that is a necessity for human life. Even a social structure cannot continue functioning without this level of social accountability and moral accountability. If everyone wants to say, okay, it was not me, it was the situation, it doesn't work. So this level of moral accountability has another result, that on the Day of Judgment, people are going to encounter their own actions and nothing more. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Have you been given anything more than what you have done? So meaning that whatever that people are experiencing on the Day of Judgment is nothing but the actions that they displayed in their lives. Or the verse that says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Anyone who has done anything, even like the atom weight of good or bad, is going to see that. So these are very important consequences of that moral accountability. And the first step for first principle of a human perfection is to accept that volition and free will, and be committed to that morally. Inshallah, in the following episode, we try to cover some of the verses that talk about some of the consequences of these volition and free will in human being and the uniqueness of the role that it has to play in the journey of mankind. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد.